Hi, I'm Stan.
And I'm Shen.
And each week we bring you the Stan and Shen Show. And each week we talk about fun things through our travels throughout the capital region. We touch on food, we touch on news, try to touch heavily on good news. And Shen's always available with hot takes.
Yeah, so if you could follow along and listen to us every week on dailygazette.com or on all major streaming platforms, we'd love to have you join us.
Yes.
We're legal.
Yes, this is our 21st episode.
And to celebrate our 21st Stan and Shen podcast, we've added video, which tickles you, makes you so happy.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm not the biggest fan of, like, podcasters who also just have video that go with it, because why not just have a YouTube channel?
I guess so would you like a Stan and Shen YouTube channel?
No. We have enough.
Well, I mean, you don't...
I'm just saying, like, if you're going to do audio. If you're going to do video, just do video.
But we can add so much to video. I can add so much to video.
Okay.
You'll like it.
Okay.
You'll like it. You will.
All right.
So what do you remember about your 21st?
Oh, let's not talk about it.
You don't remember your 21st?
No. I remember my 21st.
Was it a sad day?
It actually was. But for sake of not bringing up family drama,
okay,
we're just not going to talk about my 21st.
Okay. I didn't know if it was like a blackout or...
No.
Okay.
So. No, I had one drink on my 21st birthday and...
Had what?
One drink. That was it.
That was it?
Yep. I had one drink and a lot of issues.
So something's
going on. It was not the happiest of birthdays.
So can I tell my story?
Sure.
So way back when, the legal age of drinking was 18. So you can imagine that was back way back when.
Okay.
Then they changed it to 19, New York State. They're like, yeah. You know what? We'll go 19.
Mm-hmm.
So on my 19th birthday, and we share a month.
Mm-hmm. We do.
Late November.
Yep.
So on my 19th birthday, you know what happened?
They changed it again.
Went to 21 10 days later. So I was legally able to drink for 10 days. And then I went from 19 to 21.
Way more interesting. Way more interesting than my story.
That was it. That was it. But I'm a big ugly guy, so I was able to
get it. And I definitely didn't drink in college. Till that very, like, I will say this. I turned 21 about 2 weeks before I graduated from college. So, because I'm born so late in the year, I just hit the cutoff for the age group to get, like, into school. So I actually graduated at 21, which meant that I was only legal in college for, like, 2 weeks. Which, let me just tell you, not that fun of 2 weeks, the last 2 weeks of college.
You're kind of doing it, right?
Yeah, you're, you know, making sure you pass so you can get that degree.
You graduated early, then.
Not me, but other people.
You were...
I did. I could have stayed an extra semester, but I did graduate early.
See? Congratulations.
Thanks.
Something people didn't know.
Yeah, but I will say this. December graduations suck.
Yeah.
It's not the big...
You get the crowd.
And it's not the big hoopla. Like, we did have an alumni dinner, for which I was the MC of, but in another lifetime.
Is that on the LinkedIn page, too?
No.
Okay.
I did not drink the champagne. Primarily because I'm not the biggest champagne person unless it's in a mimosa. So I had apple juice, so I wouldn't, my face wouldn't cringe on stage. But they just don't, like, Oswego, when you get there, which I didn't have also as a transfer student, I missed this night, but they have, like, a candlelight, like, opening ceremony. All the students get a candle. You're joined by, like, all the officials and stuff. You sing the alma mater song and all that thing. Like, all of that happens, right? They do it again when you leave, but only if you leave in the summer. So if you graduate in May, you get all that.
So the Stan and Shen show's normally
December.
Not this sad.
Yeah.
To start out with.
You graduate in December.
The story of I don't remember my 20th. I was hoping.
No.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
My 21st wasn't great. I did go out drinking with my grandma, though. I will say that. That was the best part of my 21st.
But since this is the 21st.
Yeah.
I do have gifts.
Okay.
There can't be gifts every week on the Stan and Shen Show podcast.
Doesn't even have to be a gift today.
We reach into the bag of goodies.
Oh, it is the black version of the t-shirt now.
This was a request.
That I told you didn't have to get.
Which you know what happens when you say you don't have to get it, Stan.
But you didn't have to get it, Stan.
Yeah, but...
They do look better now. This is actually going to fit me, too. The other one I might have to cut. But we'll
you can
see.
Make it a belly shirt. So, yeah. So, we have new...
Whoa. We're not doing all that.
Okay.
Might make it a muscle tee.
Okay.
For the gym. That's nice.
Or just shrink it a lot.
No, you guys cannot order these. We do not have a website yet. I'm so sorry.
But we can make that happen.
Please let us know if you would like those, though.
Yes. Yes. Guests get something else. So, this is... So, now we have home and away t-shirts.
And if you get them, if you purchase them, you better wear them.
Correct. I mean, you're not going to put it up. If you want to put it up in a frame and we can sign it with like the white Sharpie or the silver Sharpie.
Sure.
So happy 21st.
Oh, why thank you. Did you get yourself one?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we got a matchy match.
Okay, good.
But we're good for Belmont now.
Just in time for Belmont on Broadway.
That's it.
What a joy.
That's it. So had a full weekend. I had a full weekend. You finally got a weekend. Well, most of a week. Part of a weekend off.
Yeah.
We got together on Saturday.
We did.
For a story that you're working on, it's very important.
Correct. Which will be in Sunday's edition of the paper.
Yep.
So please do check on it.
A piece, a story.
We cannot give way too much detail, but it does relate to first responders. It's a bit of a heavy story based off of something that happened last year and things that have taken place over the year since that
May occurrence. Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yeah, so it relates to those two things. Yeah. And so I just highly suggest people read it on Sunday. Yeah. It is a very important story.
Yeah. It's about people helping people, I think is the takeaway.
Yes, yes. And hopefully, you know, this story brings some peace to some people.
Yep.
And also help some people.
So we got together Saturday, and then I left you, and I went over to high school rowing championships. And then Saturday night, I was on the main stage.
You were.
I was.
As a present? No, MC.
Co-presenter.
Co-presenter.
Co-presenter. Yeah, I think it was co-presenter.
Co-host? You're not a co-host for that event?
It was co-host. I think it was co-presenter. I think it was co-presenter. Might have been co-host. I mean, with Gene Leonard at Proctor's for the 11th annual High School Musical Theater Awards at Proctor's. And I look good. Rita looked spectacular.
First of all, Rita always looks spectacular. But
Rita had a plan for my wardrobe, for her wardrobe, and Rita looked great. And so we were there, and I would like to say that I was able to see all of the winners before they hit the main stage, because part of the things we did at the Gazette was I was able to make it to 14 of the 21 dress rehearsals for the upcoming musicals in the spring season. And so I had a good idea. I saw 14 out of 21, so I had a gauge. And I am not a musical theater person, child, kid, was. How about you?
Nope.
Nope.
Mm.
Nope.
Nada.
Nada.
Nothing. I don't think I could be on the stage like that.
You're on the stage now. We're on the stage for Christmas.
I don't know. Yeah.
The problem is memorizing lines. We're going to have Lib.
But when we were on the stage for Christmas, we couldn't see anybody either.
That's what you can't see on a stage at Proctor. I mean,
yeah.
Like that experience, I couldn't see anyone. Like when they talk about being nervous, like when you're like speaking in front of people, when you're on the stage, you can see
just
nothing.
Let me play a tree.
You can see nothing.
A tree that doesn't talk.
So I was also able to give out the tier. There's three tiers, A, B, and C. So I was able to present the Tier A award to Colony High School for Mary Poppins. And
classic.
Classic. And again, what was interesting was I caught their dress rehearsal. I was there for most of the first act, and I wasn't there for the second act. And part of the final three schools, they perform one scene on stage at Proctor's as part of the show. And their ensemble for a second act performance was out of this world. They had 25-plus kids up on stage. Their choreography was fantastic. The Tier B went to South Guns Falls. They're back-to-back winners. Last year they won with Little Women, which was so interesting because every time I said Little Women is a musical, everyone was like, what? Little Women is a musical. It's incredible to see Little Women as a musical. It's really, really good.
I don't know. I like Little Women as it is.
That's the other thing. Two people are like, I can do it. But they did a great job last year. This year they came back and did Hadestown, the teen edition, and South Glens Falls won again. And the highlight of the night came after intermission because Amsterdam High School won for Best Ensemble. And they were very excited about that. And I saw the director during intermission, and I go, you're not done. So you're not done. I'm telling you right now, you're not done. You got one, but there's more to come. Sure enough, Amsterdam won Tier C for Hadestown Teen Edition, which was the last one I took photos of. It was my 14th, and it was hands down out of this world, spectacular. The choreography, the group of students they had, the performers. I tingling almost just in awe of the talent. And sure enough, I'm gonna try to get the name right, and I apologize, but I'm gonna have her on the podcast before the best actor and actress go to New York for the Jimmy's Award, which is a national high school musical award. I want to say Linnaeus Avito Roman won the best performing actress as Eurydice in Amsterdam Hadestown, and Boston Spa's Roman Mangino won Best Actor for Catch Me If You Can. So he played Frank Abagnale. So if you remember Catch Me If You Can, he played the Leonardo character. Uh-huh. Of course, Roman's twice the size. Roman's like 6'2". So, and what's interesting, his mom was backstage afterwards. I said congratulations, things like that. Roman and his brother were both in the play. And I believe were up for both actors. Best Actor. So that'll be interesting to see how that went down with that. And then Sunday, it was kind of how my week starts, is on Saturday and Sunday. Sunday, I spent the day at New York State Rowing Championships. The second day, kind of the women's category, girls, high school girls rowed, and Niskuna, Shen, Burnhills all had great performances. So we were there. And
okay,
the Stan and Shen Show has been invited to participate in Adult Learn to Row.
Except I can't.
At Burnhills Rowing. And we found out that the non-swimmer of the podcast, which would be Shen.
Which would be me. Yeah, I can't swim.
We can get you out on the boat because I have to get you a special life jacket.
Great.
Yep.
And I don't know, I feel like I'm about to, this can be like when you get braces put on for the first time and you think it's going to be headgear. I feel like this is
so
that.
The only difference is like if you've ever gone to Canal Corp, you got to put on the life jacket.
Yeah.
So the life jacket they actually give you is for a swimmer, in case you didn't know that. It's just the foam.
Oh.
And that's designed to keep you above water. That's what it's designed for. But it's also reliant upon you being able to know how to swim.
Well, I know the technique. I can't swim. So, like, I sink.
So for you being a non-swimmer, you are going to get what's called the inflatable jacket. So it goes over you, and then if you should hit the water, you pull a string, and the air cylinder inflates, and it gives you the float. It inflates, so automatically keeps you above water because you're a non-swimmer.
Okay.
But it's not inflated until you need it.
Okay.
So you will have
that. Sure.
And
Andy, do you know why Sayles, I also just and, don't and, care and, for
and,
water?
And Andy and Sayles fun. Remembered you because I said, I got to bring the other half out on the boat. He goes, Rita. Or Shen. He knew automatically. I'd have to say it. I saw, we got to do the same.
I'm just saying, swimming is not for people who have to wear glasses. That's all I'm saying.
So you wear contacts.
You also shouldn't go into water with contacts on. And someone said I could get goggles. I'm not wearing goggles.
You're not wearing goggles. You're not going in the water.
I'm wearing specialized goggles.
You're not going in the water. We're in the
this
eight.
Is just...
We're in an eight. We're in the center. We have experienced rowers.
Also,
in the
my
bow.
Hair doesn't do well when wet.
There's
problems all around.
The whole goal
in the water.
Of rowing is not to get wet.
The most swimming I do is in the winter when I make a snow angel outside, okay?
You're not swimming.
I know, but...
You're not swimming. You're not swimming. I'm telling you, it's one of the greatest experiences you're going to have.
Maybe.
So we got that invite.
I don't know if I can say that's one of the greatest experiences I've ever had.
I'm telling you...
I don't know. You're trying to compete. You're trying to compete with my top three greatest ever.
Okay, what are they?
Well, going on Air Force Two. tops the list.
Not flying, but being on it.
Being on it.
I was on the Goodyear. I was on the Goodyear blimp at, on the ground too. So
okay. Yeah, I mean, but it's not Air Force too.
It's good. What goes around? What can like go around football stadiums and not be like a concern? Carry on. Number two.
Being a firefighter for a day, for which I have a helmet for. And then the last one's a tie between meeting an Olympian or winning my own medal in a curling event.
Was that the media one?
Yeah, it still counts. So it's a silver medal.
So amongst the media, the most skilled, the most skilled athletes there are. Yeah.
Well, considering I was competing against the guy at Channel 6 who had already done this previously, yeah, I'm going to say taking silver is pretty good against someone who's already done it.
I think this is going to be great. This is going to be great. And then I was off for 2 days.
Yep.
I was off.
Yep.
This wasn't days off. This was separate. This was mental health days. This was peace out days.
Yeah. And then you're back and then you're off.
And then I'm off. But you know what it's like, because we have this conversation all the time when I try to sneak you, when I try to like peel you into a weekend. I got this, I got that. Weekend, I mean, weekends are errands.
Yeah.
They should be errand days, not week, you know, not days off. They're errand days.
Sorry, we just had big news come in.
Breaking news on the Stan Shen Show podcast.
Attorney General for New York State, James, just secured a big win for St. Clair's Pensioners.
Oh, there we go.
Which is a long-standing story we've been doing.
Yep. So Chad's going to be all over that. Chad Arnold.
The judge denied the Roman Catholic Diocese of Albany's attempt to dismiss her office's claims that the diocese violated its financial and legal responsibilities to the former St. Clair hospital workers when it failed to preserve the workers' pensions. And this is all because the Attorney General has sued the diocese and its leadership and the St. Clair's Corporation in May of 2022. Story we've covered a long time here about how over 1,000 people who had previously worked for St. Clair's who did not have their pensions anymore have been fighting for a long time, even before I came here, to get those pensions reinstated. This has been a long-standing issue in our community, and so I think today there are going to be a lot of people happy. So so that's a big win for them.
Okay. Go back my days.
Yes, go back to your days. Your days off where Shannon was still working, covering many a things.
Many a things.
Many a things.
So, like we said, days off end up being errands. They end up being, as we all get older.
Sleeping days.
Sleeping days. But usually it's like doctor's appointments. And for you, it's food prep. And it's shopping.
Yeah.
And making sure you go to the gym days.
You mean to tell me that my actual days off on the weekend aren't days off? There is no rest.
There is no rest for the wicked.
No, there is not.
I do mean wicked. But anyway, so Monday I was there. I was at Great Saugandaga Lake, and I read Matt Haig's book, The Midnight Library. So I got this from our friend.
You read the whole thing?
I read the whole thing, and I'm halfway through the second book. So I read this whole book on Monday. That's how great it was. It's about regret, believe it or not. It's a book about regret, and it's an interesting way to look at regret, and it's done so well. And this was from Open Door Bookstore down on J Street, our friends there. This was recommended by one of the staff there. And I apologize for not remembering her name, but I will go in and thank her for it. It was a Good Morning America book club, and it's done really well. Very interesting style in it. And then the second one I'm reading is The Librarian of Burned Books, and that's pretty good right now. The challenge I'm having is like there's four characters and then we're doing the four different characters at a time. So that kind of has gotten me a little bit wonky. So I'm only halfway through that yesterday. But it was great days in Saugandaga. And I'm back and I'm happy and it's well-deserved. Well, not well-deserved, but I did have 180 hours to take. So I might as well take it, right?
Right. You have 180?
Because sick time rolls over.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And I haven't taken any in 5 years. So it's kind of like, okay. And it was, I think it was good for all.
Listen, if you want to give me some, I'm like out.
Well, here's the funny thing about this whole premise was that I felt the need last week. And when I mentioned it to Andrew Pugliese and others and said, I think I need to take 2 days off and look at the water. No one argued. Everyone was kind of like, oh yeah, you should. Because I think I was like kind of teetering on that raving lunatic because last Wednesday I was hot. I was so mad about a newsy appearance that was not, that I was seething for a couple hours and it was kind of like Bad Stan was coming out. So
yeah,
Bad Stan's tucked away.
That's it? You only need 2 days for that? Man, I need like a whole
week. I cycle quickly. Rita will tell you.
I do not.
This weekend, supposed to be Nightmare and Jay. So interviewed Kayla.
Oh, yeah. I was supposed to get back to you with an answer on that. I will not be.
Also, Nightmare and Jay may not be happening this weekend. So because of thunderstorms in the forecast. So Kayla Eck. Yep. So she's on the Tell Me Your Story podcast that's going up. Weather pending. If Nightmare and Jay goes off this week, we'll put it out there. If not, we're gonna post it when Nightmare on Jay does come. The Nightmare Marketplace. Thunderstorms are in the forecast, and I have multiple meteorologists on standby trying to give us the proper information so she can make a call to let the vendors know and everything like that. So we really hope that goes off. If it does go off, even with the rain, Newsy will not be making an appearance because the rain, period, the end. So you're off the hook on the ask. And the sub is also off the hook. Amsterdam's Spring Fling is Saturday early, so that'll sprinkles and stuff won't affect that.
Shen is also celebrating its 75th.
School district is celebrating
community event.
CUNY event on
Saturday.
Saturday.
75 years, being a district.
Shen looks good for 75.
It does, right? It's pretty much all in one area, too.
And so on this week's Parting Shots podcast, our own Ken Shot will have the Mike McAdam on to talk about.
Oh, the big Belmont?
The Preakness.
Oh.
The race before the Belmont. But a lot of it's going to be about our favorite horse.
Journalism.
The favorite. Yeah. In the Preakness without Sovereignty running, but it could set up a Belmont where it won't be a Triple Crown, but could see that head-to-head race again, Derby 2.0.
Yeah.
So we could see that. And you were stuck in court again this week.
Not.
Court's the gift that keeps on giving for Shane.
Yeah. Yep. So update on the trial involving a Milton man who has been charged with allegedly recklessly killing a Ticonderoga man who was an Elvis impersonator and worked in a Star Trek business. So they've just been muddling through these witnesses.
And the crazy thing is, and again, this is all new. I'm like a cub reporter, even at my AARP age, is what we'll say. It's not freaking Law and Order.
It's not.
It is not. This is like, and it's, I hate to say it, but it's like paint drying. It is mundane. It is methodical.
Well, I don't know. This is more interesting than most of the ones we cover, only because of the evidence.
Court itself.
Yeah. No. Court itself is very.
Is pretty. It's math.
You're like I said this to someone earlier. Like opening statements, when you see them on Law & Order SVU or closing statements, they're like.
Very dramatic.
If you could all just close your eyes for a minute.
And like.
Yeah. That doesn't happen, although I will say this defense attorney is the most dramatic defense attorney we've ever seen, and I do appreciate that.
As an observer, straight up observer, I'm a fan.
Anytime someone moves the podium to speak is like...
He's right. He's a showman. He brings that showmanship part of it. And then when you look at the cases that I have seen with district attorneys, again, great people, very smart people doing their jobs. Boom, boom, boom.
But it's even like during jury selection, like they had 15 preemptive challenges to which we have no idea what they were because they go in a room and decide these
things. You don't see that. I'm going to strike this witness. No drama.
I'm going to strike this witness because of X, X,
it's not
X.
Law and drama.
Yeah.
It is just.
It is definitely law and order.
It's like there's a lot of order to it. Even the judge is like.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say it's all scripted, but it's scripted so that. Nothing's missed.
I mean, if you've ever,
because of the process, so it's all done.
Yeah,
there's certain things that have to be done.
I mean, and I've I started as a cops and courts reporter in Cortland County, and I always remember, and I always listen. It was pretty busy down there, and I always remember like the one county judge. Whenever I would come before her, she brings like a whole binder. There's like a whole binder for just the stuff for the jury, and she'll flip through when she needs to. And I think I've even seen former judge. James Murphy do that as well. Like they have to say very specific things.
Yeah, it's all part of the process to get it done. Yeah. So nobody's rights in any way are violated or just not allowed.
Yeah,
admissible.
The only thing that's the same is the jury foreman.
Always
usually sits in the one spot, and usually they ask the jury foreman guilty or not guilty.
Yep.
You know, on TV, sometimes that happens. Sometimes it's a piece of paper they pass. But yeah, that's pretty much.
And that's going to continue next week. You got a busy week.
Well,
tomorrow's loaded.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Right now, whether or not the trial actually goes into a third week.
The Milton chiropractor trial.
Correct. Because
you've got Saratoga City Court tomorrow.
Thank God none of our other media friends listen to our podcast, because they will be surprised to learn that he may take the stand tomorrow afternoon into Friday. And so we're anticipating that, which might be the most intriguing part of this.
See, there's a chance to re-up the X account if you were to live tweet.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. Maybe live Facebook. Like not
Facebook
like
live in the courtroom. Hey, it's Stan and Shan.
Not Facebook live, but I will be on Facebook in the court. So I don't like to be too rude in the court. Like the judges can be very finicky, and not to say that this judge is, but like you never want to be too obnoxious in a courtroom because you want a judge to allow you to do things in future court appearances.
That's the rule. When you welcome back.
Yes. So, you know, I always dress super nice for court. I'm always on my A game in court, and I try not to be that, obnoxious reporter that we often do see portrayed in TV shows, but
or
it's not in real life.
For other entities that have initials and not names. But anyway.
Yeah.
All right. So we got that going on.
Yep.
All right. So.
And then we have other court things this weekend, next week.
And
court things. Lots of court.
So we've done top four albums. Right?
Correct.
You get like it's a bad thing. I mean, it's such a huge icebreaker for us right now. And we're doing Stewart's Flights. What's your favorite flight? Asking people as part of the Stan and
Changes Chenso. Every week for me.
It does.
It does.
I got a new one for you.
Great. What is
just a ray of sunshine we bring into the podcast room with the Gazette.
What is it?
What are the top three TV shows you would binge?
So I binge a lot of TV.
I know. This is why this could take another
easy number
we have 2
one.
Minutes.
Easy number one.
Yep.
Grey's Anatomy. But Grey's Anatomy up until like about cut off maybe 5 years ago, because then it just started to be too much. But anybody who knows Grey's Anatomy in the beginning, dark and twisty, binge that. After that, I'd have to think on it.
Rookie, CSI. I'm just trying to think of things you've talked about.
I have seen every episode of Criminal Minds.
Okay, Criminal Minds.
Criminal Minds. Oh, Criminal Minds might tie for Grey's. I'm sorry, because they're both really
okay,
good.
You got three. I didn't do the Mount Rushmore because
they
had three before.
Tied, so I have two. I feel like I should have a happy show in here, but I don't. Oh, Paradise, which just started.
But really, you're going to binge it? It's one season. It's 8 episodes. Is that a binge? That's like an afternoon. We got to put a thing. It's got to have like a couple seasons.
Fine.
I totally agree with Paradise. It's so good. Watch it. Season 2 is already booked.
I'd have to think on the other ones.
Okay, come back.
I have to think
and let us know, stanandshen@gmail.com. And as soon as we finish up, Shen and I are going to have a very serious conversation on what to send you if you email us. We're working on gifts.
I think we just
from the podcast.
Two stickers.
I said magnets. Shen said she'll never put a magnet on her vehicle. So
I would never.
The Shen SUV will never have a magnet. Stickers? You want just a where are you gonna put where are you gonna put the sticker?
I mean, I'm not gonna put anything in my car.
Where are you gonna put the sticker?
I don't know.
I've got something that's close in price for the budget.
Okay.
That I think you're really gonna like.
All right.
But we'll talk about that.
It's not earrings, is it?
It's not earrings. Okay. So my top three before we get out of here: Newsroom, West Wing. It's a tie between Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad. I'm not sure yet.
Okay, I didn't watch the last two. Actually, I've never really watched any of them because the first two, the way they do the dialogue in the show, the first two you have, Newsroom and...
Because they're both Aaron Sorkin, so it's the walking, talking, things like that. It's great.
It sounds
great.
Like two people reading text messages they sent to each other.
So good.
I can't.
So good.
I'll have to try again, but I couldn't.
It's worth it. It's just start hitting it on your TikTok.
I'm telling you, though, people are going to be like, yes, Grays. Like,
we'll see.
Play about it.
StanandShen@gmail.com. Let us know. And that's it.
That's it. All right. See you
next week.
Bye.
We got her to say goodbye.